It is incredible to me how many passages in the Bible talk about the wisdom of people's smart balance. You can read the book of Proverbs again and again and again. And as you read this book again and again and again, you will find more and more people smart techniques, ideas, encouragements. Other places in the Bible have many as well. As you are called into ministry, you are called to take every meeting, every people encounter, and that meeting is part of your calling, that God put someone in your path this very moment, and there is a reason for it. God has a purpose in every meeting. So whoever you meet, God has a purpose. Colossians 2, verse 2, my purpose is that you may be encouraged in heart, united in love, so you may have the full riches of complete understanding in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ. Here's Paul, who said his purpose in every meeting, in every letter, in every sermon, is that whoever he's in contact with may have the full riches of complete understanding. So as we walk in our life and in our calling, anyone who comes into our life, there is a reason. God has a plan. So we're going to talk about these ideas from Scripture about how to be people smart in all of your encounters. What is God doing? I don't know, but God has a plan. So in this class, we will be talking about many people smart principles. Much of what we're talking about will come from the general audience, because the general audience has been studying this for their own personal gain. We are going to study it for the purpose of glorifying God. I've gone through many books, lots of material. I've tried to discern certain material that ought to be there and other material that shouldn't be there, and there was much of that. There will be many times in this class that, you know, maybe you'll disagree with this or that. But know this, God has a plan for every meeting. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to go through Scripture and just give some Scripture overview of some of the people smart principles in Scripture, some of the wisdom that's there. The first one is to start every encounter with smiling. Greet each other with a smile. And I grant you there are different kinds of smiles. There are different kinds of ways that we can give that greeting. But all have one common thread to them as a Christian leader. I am blessed to be in your presence. That's the message, every smile. Now, there are smiles that are sort of smiles of sadness. There are smiles of great joy. But there's always that I am blessed to be in your presence message. And that is what I want to challenge as we begin this People Smart class. That is what I want to challenge you to be all about. How do you greet people with that sort of presence? I'm glad to be in your presence. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 12, greet one another with a holy kiss. Proverbs 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart and good news gives health to the bones. So, in learning how to be people smart, think about how do you greet each other. Think about your body posture, and we're going to be looking at body posture principles in this class. Have an eager body posture. Your posture tells others that you are eager to converse, to be in their presence. It's that intensity of, I want to connect with whoever God places in my presence. We see that with Paul. He communicated that intensity. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome. So have that eagerness in your communication. We're going to learn about how to resist interrupting behavior. Interrupting behavior could include things like looking at your computer, texting, fidgeting, rubbing your hands, biting your fingernails, twirling your hair, crumbling your napkin, you know, your smartphone. More and more with smartphones all over the world, these smartphones can be such a distraction. When somebody is talking, put the smartphone down. Proverbs 20, verse 12. Ears that hear, eyes that see, the Lord has made them both. So we are going to honor God's creation of humanity and resist anything that takes away from that moment of loving one another in our communication. Another people smart principle that we see is learning attitude in everywhere. Learning attitude in everywhere. You know, as you're sort of in a place, and it's intentional, in everywhere, wherever God takes you, be someone who Proverbs 3, verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eye, fear the Lord, shun evil. In other words, don't lift yourself up. There's so many more passages of the Bible about being humble, about a teachable spirit is very, very great. That to love wisdom is all over Proverbs. And that's saying, wherever God brings me, I'm not going to be wise in my own eyes, but I am going to fear the Lord, shun evil, learn. Another people smart principle in Scripture is to help others. Go out of your way. The story of the Good Samaritan illustrates that. And that was by a Samaritan, not somebody who we thought was going to be the person to help. Proverbs 3:27 and 28, do not withhold good from those who deserve it. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back later, I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. So people smart, and we're going to talk about that in this class, ways to really help others. Here's another people smart principle. Do not monetize any person. We read in Proverbs 23, verse 5, cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone. For they will surely sprout wings and fly to the sky like an eagle. Proverbs 23, verse 6, do not eat the food of a stingy man. Do not crave his delicacies, for he is the kind of man who is always thinking about the cost. In people smart thinking and best practices as a Christian, we do not look at someone who has money as better than someone who does not. God has a purpose in every relationship and in everywhere we go. Be those who promote the cause of the destitute. That's people smart. Proverbs 31, verse 8, speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. In your discussions, do you always have that compassionate edge? And people know that you care about the cause of the destitute. Moderation. It is a people smart principle to exhibit moderation. Careful moderation is people smart in ministry. Proverbs 23, verse 20 and 21. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. In Ecclesiastes 7, it talks about don't be over righteous or over holy. The one who fears God avoids all extremes. It is people smart to have that certain people moderation, that we keep our focus on God, not on one specific attribute of the Christian life, or not taking anything in His creation to excess. Watch your mouth. That's right. It's very important, people smart principle, to watch what you say. In your humor, for instance, put a little bit of a bridle on your humor. And we're going to have a whole week on humor that's going to talk about some of the issues related to humor. But we're to have Christian leaders' language. Proverbs 4, verse 24. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talks far from your lips. Another people smart principle that we're going to talk about throughout the class is don't put down anyone, even your enemies. with your words, your humor, your actions. Proverbs 24, verse 17, do not gloat when your enemy falls, when he stumbles. Do not let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. Ooh. So in other words, do not gloat. Do not look at those you disagree with and try to attack them. Have a very circumspect attitude. And it's people smart not to gloat over anybody else. And do not call someone like a jerk or something that puts someone down. Just stay away from those types of designations. Be optimistic. Stay on the sunny side of life. That's people smart. With the future and the opportunities before you. Proverbs 12, verse 14. From the fruit of his lips, a man is filled with good things as surely as the work of his hands rewards him. Stay positive. Proverbs 4, verse 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Hey, the past is the past. Look forward. Be optimistic. May that be a defining characteristic in your people smart skills. No flirting. Proverbs 5 verse 15. Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Now, can you flirt with your spouse? Yes. But in a way that's fun and engaging, like the Song of Songs. But when it comes to your daily, if you're a pastor in a church, or you're in a work area with other people, no flirting. That is out of place. You know, flirting could just bring you down and take you into places that you don't want to go. Remember, it's people smart to live in integrity. So as God brings people into your life, let those encounters be filled with integrity. Proverbs 6, verse 16 through 19. There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among the brothers. These are all things we're going to be talking about in this People Smart class. And you know what I find interesting? When I've read so many books about people smart skills and that, I'll find that the best practices are practices of integrity. The best humor is in humor that builds up. That's deep surprise. The best types of interaction and listening is listening that is serving, not taking. Honesty, integrity are those things that build relationships. So even though many of the books that we're going to read are from the general audience, it's like it's in creation, those things that have integrity. But that's already in the Bible. Knowing your people smart that you can't save everyone. God has a plan for everyone you meet, right? God has a reason. Respect that. You will meet people who are completely unteachable. Proverbs 9, verse 8, do not rebuke a mocker or he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. That's what's going to happen. Some are going to respond to you and the reason God has placed them in their life, and some are not. And what can happen sometime in people smart is somehow we just keep going after the person that's not interested. And when you do that, what happens if someone is not interested in what you have to say? If you keep going at them and trying to talk with them, they will take you as an offense. Remember, you can't save everyone. Listen more than talk. We're going to talk in this class about the 60-40 guideline. Proverbs 18, verse 13, he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. Don't be scheming. Transparent people encounters are best. In other words, be a person that's just truthful, open. This is who you are. Be someone that doesn't have hidden agendas or hidden humor. Somebody who interacts with people in a way that's sincere. Proverbs 10, verse 10, he who winks maliciously causes grief, and a chattering fool comes to ruin. Be a student of people smart in ministry. Review, read more. The lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse. In putting this class together, I studied and reviewed and studied, and I found so many things that I need to improve upon. And as I'm going to present this various material over the next 12 weeks or 12 sessions, however you do this class, I just want you to know that people smart is something that you just keep growing in. And everybody is different. You are very different than me. You might be a firstborn, you might be a middle child, you might be an only child, you might be a lastborn. You might be more introverted or more extroverted. You might be someone who had an abusive background, someone who became a believer later in life, someone who is always a believer, that's all you've known because you were raised in the church. And I don't know your situation, but each of us can become students of people smart. We can figure out what is fitting and what is not. There will be things in this class that will not be fitting for your particular culture. There will be other things in this class that will be fitting that you've never thought of before. There will be things in this class that maybe you'll find offensive because it's not how it works in your culture. There may be things that you disagree with me in this class. But we are at this together to review and to read and to learn more, because humanity is the crown of God's creation. And each of us are part of learning how to love God's creation in a God-glorifying way more. So this is an important discussion. No gossip. Protect your neighbor's name. We're going to talk about how gossip really hurts relationships. Proverbs 11, verse 13. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. So we're going to talk about how even in humor, we ought not gossip. But there's other ways that we can gossip, and there are ways in which we gossip that can hurt someone and damage them as people. We're to learn how to practice kindness. Kind pastors are loved, but not phony kindness where we're just pasting on a kindness that's not real. Proverbs 11, verse 16, a kind-hearted woman gains respect, but ruthless men gain only wealth. Get that, only wealth. So we're going to talk in this class about learning how to be pleasant in every encounter, because God has a purpose in every place we go and to every person we meet. Look to give and to bless. Notice how to recognize. Proverbs 11, verse 25, a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. We're going to talk about blessing and recognizing in this class. This is something biblical. We also read from Philippians that take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. We're going to talk about not being argumentative, how to lose a quarreling in a comparing attitude, where pride rots relationships, where we have to be right and we have to compare ourselves and we have to build ourselves up. We read in Proverbs 13:10, 2 through 13, pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. In other words, that teachable theme. He who scorns instruction will pay for it, but he who respects a command is rewarded. Just think about that passage. You know, how many times in an encounter with people, if somebody says something, then you disagree just because you want to be disagreeable. We're going to talk about how to be agreeable, how to be likable, how to not compare, and to just take joy in who you are. We're going to lose those self-destructive attitudes in this class, I pray. That's why I pray that no bitterness, do not take bitterness into your relationships. And I've seen that so often. I've seen that with pastors. They maybe come to know the Lord, but there's still certain bitternesses in their heart. So then they're out there in ministry, you're out there in ministry, and somebody pushes your button, so to speak, or someone pricks something in you, and there's this bitterness, and all of a sudden, your whole demeanor changes, and you instead, you know, have an avoidance pattern, or you have an aggressive or a passive-aggressive pattern. In people smart, you want to not have that. So do not bring bitterness into your relationships. Proverbs 14, verse 1, the wise woman builds up her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears it down. Hebrews 12, verse 15, see to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. In this class, we're going to talk about how to be agreeable, how to bring blessing to every relationship. Do not get sidetracked by naysayers. We read about that in the Bible, Proverbs 14, verse 6. The mocker seeks wisdom and finds none, but knowledge comes easily to the discerning. Proverbs 15, verse 12, a mocker resents correction. He will not consult the wise. What happens in all relationships, there will be the naysayers who will try to take you off your mission. In the playground, so to speak, of people interactions, that negativity can get you sidetracked. We're going to talk about how to stay firm in purpose and your people smart, but still not get sidetracked by naysayers. We're going to talk about how to have something encouraging to say. Encouraging words are needed. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. In this class, we will learn how to be pleasant, how to be a person who brings an encouraging word like Barnabas in the New Testament. Have something encouraging to say, or don't say anything at all. It could be a slogan that we're going to talk about in this class. Now people will say, well, what happens if you have to tell the truth about something, catch someone in a sin? Okay, then let's go to Galatians 6, where if someone's caught in a sin, those who are spiritual have to restore that person gently and not fall into temptation themselves, but gently, restore gently. That sounds like encouraging words, because remember, God is at work. With an encouraging word, God could change someone's heart through His word. We don't have to be the avenger. God can fight His own battles and does fight His own battles through His word. For us, we're always pointing people to Christ. I remember this one woman who led so many people to the Lord. She directed so many people. Her name was Ruth. And in her life, she always had encouraging words, even with people that had serious disagreements with her. I never heard her say a judgmental thing about anyone, but so many people were pointed to the Lord. And when she died at her funeral, the church was packed with people. And many of these people who were far from the Lord were pointed to the Lord. And they would say things like she was always encouraging and she always was pleasant. And she was never judgmental, but she always said, I'll pray for you. I'll send you a scripture. Can I pray for you? I care about you. There was that encouraging words. We're going to talk in this People Smart class about being encouraging. Forgive quickly and do not take offense. Before we talked about staying away from bitterness. Well, to stay away from bitterness is to just not take offense. Vital to human encounters is to not take an offense. Proverbs 14, verse 9, fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Are your conversations filled with goodwill, or are they conversations where you're keeping score of people and what they've done to you? Lose the temper. It is very people-skill awkward when anger comes up in relationships. Anger in relationships is usually seen, and when that is seen, it's a damper on being people smart in ministry. Proverbs 14, verse 17, a quick-tempered man does foolish things, and a crafty man is hated. Proverbs 17, verse 27, a man of knowledge uses words with restraint, and a man of understanding is even-tempered. So if you have a problem with temper, a problem with anger, it's about losing that in your people smart. But I will tell you this, you can't lose it unless you really address why you are angry. Again, it may go back to bitterness. Learn to give gentle answers. That's people smart. Learn to pray and develop this. We read in Proverbs 15, verse 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So, how do you react? Are you one who's that encouraging, gentle answers? Are you one who has that bite in your relationships? Deposit toward your reputation. That's right. Every time, every place you go, when you meet people, there's a composite of who you are. Thousands of encounters, and they all matter. Proverbs 22, verse 1, a good name is more desirable than great riches. So be esteemed is better than silver or gold. So these people smart principles that we're talking about are very important. They will be part of your building of reputation. And that reputation's important. We read that have a good reputation with outsiders for evangelism later in the New Testament. And we're going to talk about these types of things in this class. Avoid class warfare. Help everyone. Christian leaders should show no favoritism. Proverbs 14, verse 24, the wealth of the wise is their crown, but the folly of fools yields folly. Proverbs 17, verse 5, he who mocks the poor shows contempt for their maker. Whoever gloats over disaster will go unpunished. So we're going to avoid those things. And classes could be groups of people, like leaders with disabilities, people with disabilities. It could be such things as people that we disagree with. We're going to talk about how to love everyone, even if we have a different opinion from them. We don't want to compromise the scriptures. We don't want to compromise who we are in Christ ever. But on the other hand, we want to always be those who show our love to anyone God brings in our life. Here's another thing. Loose lips sink ships. In relationships, especially in pastor relationships, there are confidential relationships. People will tell you something, and you need to hold these things in confidence. Proverbs 17, verse 9, he who covers an offense promotes love, but he who repeats the matter separates close friends. So you want to develop a trust where people come to you and they say, you know, that person trusts me in relationships. Do not be a divisive person. In churches, for whatever reason, I believe Satan raises up people who can be antagonists. We're going to talk a whole week in this class about antagonists in the church. And we're going to talk about how divisive people can take a church down. Proverbs 17, verse 14, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. These are the types of things that we're going to talk about in this class. Pay attention if someone offends, if you offended someone. Pay attention. Here's another principle. If you offended someone, especially in your family is a practice ground. If you constantly are offending others in your family, know that you will probably offend others in your leadership. Proverbs 18, verse 19, an offended brother is more unyielding than a fortified city, and disputes like the barred gates of a citadel. Those disputes are like barred gates of a citadel. So, in your family, practice how to get along. And if you're not getting along in your family, and you're not being positive in your family, who you're with all the time, know that you will probably not be that positive in your people smart in ministry encounters. You know, this whole class has many subjects. Everything from listening to talking. It's going to be dealing with things that maybe you've never really thought that much about. There's going to be things you agree and things you disagree. But know my heart. My heart is that when you're done with this class, you are people smart in a God-honoring way. that the scripture wisdom is that foundational, that in every single subject you take this very seriously, that you know that you have something to change. I have something to change. As I have put this class together, I have read so many books, and I am so convinced that I have a long ways to go yet. And people have said to me, well, you're really people smart. You know what? I've learned that there's so much more I can do to glorify God. So I want to encourage you, number one, don't take yourself too serious in this whole class. Two, when you see something that you feel the Holy Spirit says to you that you need to grow on, write it down. Talk to your spouse. Talk to others. Number three, be courageous. Just launch into making changes. And at first, it might be awkward. Number four, make this very spiritual. Repent of things that you learn maybe in your family that is not glorifying to God. Find a way to take this class in a way that you really are going to grow. And confess to the Lord those things where you have hurt others. And you know, if you find that you've hurt others in the past, go to them and make amends. Mention to them, I am wrong, I am sorry. Number five, take this whole class as a prayerful adventure. If your spouse or if a friend wants to take this class with you, get everybody involved. Get the whole family involved. Put it, if you have a way to project it, have a family meeting and when you go through all of these things, if that works out. Because if you change your people smart to this loving, God-glorifying, appropriate people demeanor, your family will be blessed, your friends will be blessed, your ministry will be blessed, your calling will be blessed, because people are brought into your life every day and your goal is to bring them a blessing and to have the wisdom of Scripture to bring you that balance, to bring you that blessing that those God puts into your life are pointed to Christ. And when they see you as one who loves the Lord, loves God, and loves your neighbor as yourself.